How do you answer this question? What do you think in this question? You all know what a Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa is, right? Everyone with me? If I tell you, well, Borer is a Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa. I'm Borer, Psolus, Metocha Ocho. Do I want the Psolus? No. That's Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa. So if Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa is Pater, how could Borer ever be Chayev? How can you be Chayev Borer? It's called a Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa. I don't want what I'm doing. When I don't want what I'm doing, that's Malchus Shem Tzrichut Gufa. How would you answer that? How would you answer that question? Right, that's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Borer is about. That means if in the Beis HaMikdash there was a malacha, they didn't need it, but that did it, that's a malacha. That's the simplest answer. Comes along the Yeshua's Yaakov, and the Yeshua's Yaakov gives an answer to that question. I would think, hey, that's not a question at all. I wouldn't even ask that question. And Yeshua's Yaakov comes along and gives an answer to this question. Oh, Borer is a Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa. What does Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa mean? The regular case of Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa. They captured animals, right? So we have to capture animals for. But if there's a snake in my house, I don't want a snake, and I capture the snake, it's pater. Why? It's a Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa. I'm capturing it not because I want it, but because I don't want it. I don't want my malacha.
I don't want
soul. So it's Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa. Because in the Mishkan, you wanted the thing. Not I didn't want the thing.
And therefore, I should be pater.
Yeah, that means me pater. So, ask the Shuas Yaakov, oh, Borer is a Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa. You should be pater. I'm taking out the psolus. I don't want it. So, but the answer is pashuk, like Yair, right? Yair? Yirmiya? Yair? With a Y. Yonatan? At least I knew why. I don't know why, but at least I knew why. Okay? Yonatan. Okay. Like Yonatan said, if that's the way it's done in the Mishkan, if they did it for that reason in the Mishkan, then that's the malacha. If in the Mishkan they did it because they didn't want it, that's the malacha. So that's what Yonatan said. That's got to be the answer. Yes?
Not the only one last pshat in malacha shinsu.
That is one of the pshatim. And the other pshat is plain. The reason they did it in the Mishkan. That's me for the same reason they did in the Mishkan. If that's how you learn Malchus and Tzrichut Gufa, then it's for sure not a kasha. But that's what Yeshua's Yaakov asks. And the Bir Halacha says,
could you ask, say, like, on Borer, at what point has Borer been completed? Like, at what point are you chayiv? If you take out the psolas, but they're still bad, and still you weren't talking anything.
That's what we're going to talk about in a minute. Let's wait. So that's what the Yeshua's Yaakov asked in the Bir Halacha. I asked you to see. That was the Bir Halacha. That was the Yeshua's Yaakov. The Tirits, the Inyan Malachas Borer, who Shapsolus Enyurei Lachila, the Gama Ocha Enyurei Kolkach Lachila, Imapsolus Shimtocho. Galkein, who marfid apsolus in the ocho, that the whole point of Borer is that you want to take out the bad from the good. The bad's not edible. The good is not so edible either because the bad's there. You don't want to bite into whatever you're eating and there be rocks in there. So the good is not so good. So it's not so good. Imkein hamalacha en yikras al brera hapsolus. So let's not call the malacha Borer psolus. That's not the malacha. The malacha is not that I'm taking out the bad from the good. The malacha is I'm making the good more edible. I'm sucking the good. He says, "The malacha in the grass a breres psolus. Rock the masake in the ochel she roel achila. Your masake in the ochel she roel achila. B'zehu malacha hatzricha gufa haochel gufa ochel. And that's malacha she tzricha gufa. I want to make it better." Demashri Ochel Gamur. So it's unbelievable. This is a tremendous Kiddush. To ask this question and to give this answer is a tremendous Kiddush. Because the answer is Pashit. That's what Borah is in the Mishkan. He comes up with a new way of learning Borer. Borer, Psolas Metoch Ochel, is not, I'm not chai for Borer the Psolas. What am I chai for? Making the Ochel more edible. That's what I'm chai for. So he calls it, I want to go with his wording. His wording is, V'gama Ochel en roi kol kach la'atila. So it's not, it's edible, but it's not that edible. You've eaten things where, take the rock out of your mouth or take the, you know, whatever it is, take the bone out of your mouth when you eat fish. It's edible, but you know, you don't want to eat the bone. So you're making it better edible.
So that's
what
I'm
saying.
Very good. We'll see.
So,
yes.
So talking about a man. We're not talking about a min at all, it's not roi l'chila at b'chol.
Right, we're talking about...
It is possible to eat it now.
Psolas mitoch ochel, the regular borer, the worst borer in the world, that wasn't the Mishkan. What was that borer? Psolas mitoch ochel.
I was just thinking of a case that if you had something that was, I don't know, totally covered in rocks or something like that, if you took out some of the rocks, but still not roi l'chila, then maybe
well, let's see. So, but that is Yeshua's Yaakov's answer, which is a very hard thing. So he said, Yeshua Yaakov says, "Lefizeh dafke psolus tov ochel, den roi l'chila klal mitchila u'mashvei ochel adei brerizos." Avo, you could say that by psolus tov ochel, I'm being misaking the ochel. Avo b'shnei mini ochlim, but two mini ochlim. Shemafri the ochel sheni machmas sheni rots l'ochel. So Yeshua Yaakov says a very interesting thing. It's a great svara. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos says when I have two apples and oranges, I don't want to eat the apple. So I take the apple out. Even though it's ochel and ochel, that's called borer. Why is that called borer? Because psolus mitoch ochel. Because the one I don't want to eat is psolus. And remember the Tosfos? That's what Tosfos says. Comes to Shus Yaakov and says, unbelievable tzvara. He says, in that case, I have apple and oranges, and I don't want to eat the apple, I don't want to eat the oranges. So I take out the apple. Am I making the orange more edible? Am I misaking the orange at all? No. So why should we chai for borer? That's a malach shen shvichel gufa. If you say borer should be malach shen shvichel gufa, but it's shvichel gufa because I'm making the edible more edible. But if they're both edible, and you take one from the other, why should I be chayiv? And we say you are chayiv for that. Why should you be? It should be malchus and shvichel gufa. It's a great kasha. Yes.
Is there such a thing as oichon and oichon roi l'achila, or he's saying that suli oichon that's as like it's as good as it can possibly be, and then there's oichon which is on like a lower level because of the psalmist.
That. And he says that has to come out like that. So the Be'er Halacha asks a question: how could that be? According to Rambam, it's good because Rambam holds Malach Shein Shvichel Gufa is Chayav, but we Paskin Malach Shein Shvichel Gufa is Pater, like the Rush. So how could it be that ochel mitoch ochel, if I take out the one I don't want from the one I want, how could that be chayev? How could that be? If according to Yeshua Yaakov, it's a malchus shein shvichel gufa. How could that be? And that's the kasha according to the Rush. Okay, that you have to know. Is very, very, I just want to finish up today with Borer. That's a very famous question. Is Borer Malchus and Shvichel Gufa or not? That's a very famous question. Now, what about There's a couple of things before we go away from this. You've all heard about this thing about, if a fly falls into your soup, you take your spoon and take out some soup with a fly. You've all heard of that? Where did that come from? Whoever said that, and where did this come from? You know, who made this up? And what is the svar behind it? So, who made this up? It's a Taz. It's a Taz in Siman Shin Yates. And the Taz says this. The Taz says, oh, if a fly falls in your soup, then it will be borer if you take it out. So take it out with some soup. That's what he says. First of all, there are many, many, many great, great achronim, early achronim, that say that when you talk about liquids, there's not such thing as borer. There's not such thing as borer in liquids. I don't know exactly what they're talking about, but they say in liquids there's no such thing as borer. So this is liquid. Also, yes.
About that, well, like straining wine, like a mishamir case. How would that work?
That's liquid from solid. But
yeah, well, exactly, like a fly in liquid.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Also, what's the difference?
Like what?
I'm not sure. A filter of mishamir. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But also, do you call this a taruvos? Do you call that the fly is mixed with the soup when the fly is floating there? Is that called a mixture? When I see a fly floating in the soup, is there a mixture and I'm doing some separating or something? I'm taking out the fly from the soup. I don't know if that's even a malacha.
Why would that be different than apples?
What? What?
Why would that be different than apples? No, it's simple.
They're together. You have to choose. When there's a fly in the soup, am I choosing anything?
Really?
Yeah, am I making a choice?
An apple and orange in the same bowl is more together than fly inside the soup.
Yeah.
When the fly is like in the soup, touching the top.
So now, people go so deep into this, where they say if it's inside, it's usher, but if it's falling on top, it's mutter. I've seen that written. But this whole thing with flying the soup, there's a lot of gedolei held that it's mutter to take a fly out of soup. We pass from the chumra and most things on Shabbos, so we say it's usher. But the question is, Why is it mutter to take out some soup and the fly? Why is it mutter? If I take out the psoles with some ochel, why does that make it mutter? So we always think, I'm doing ochel mutoch ochel. But it's psoles with ochel from ochel. Who says that's allowed? The Taz made this up. But what was the Taz's svara to make up that a fly with some soup is mutter? Why?
Maybe because the Mishkan, when they were doing borer, they made sure that all the ochel was separated completely from the psoas, and that there wasn't any ochel left. And so, if you do borer with the ochel along with the psoas, then that's not even close to what they're doing Mishkan. It's much more popular.
That is really nice. If it would say it someplace, if it would say it someplace, I don't know. Gotta be someplace. Yes? Who am I faking out here? I'm doing this because I want the fly out.
It's not really out.
Am I faking out God?
Two
bowls, but I could separate, but here I don't want the fly. What?
It's still in soup, it's not your soup.
So the Chaznish says that. Chaznish is bothered by this. This is what could be the svara behind this? Because Chaznish says that this fly is attached to the soup that it's in, not to the whole soup, but it's attached. It's a taruvos to the soup that's touching it. So if I take out the fly with the soup around it, I am not doing borer at all. As he just said, how did you say it?
If it flies in soup, if I take a spoonful of soup with the fly, it's still in soup.
It's still in. So has this? So Lish says it's in its soup. It's not in my soup. It was in its soup. That means a fly is not in the whole soup. The fly is in its fly dalamas. Not our dalamas, fly dalamas. So you take it out. You're taking the whole thing, fly and soup, which is not borer at all.
You put the mixture from A to B.
Yeah. Yeah, it's soup. It's in its soup. I'm allowed to do that. It's such a funny svara, that svara. Chazanish holds that svara. Or else removing, and then it goes the same thing, just one second, with chicken. Oh, I'm allowed to take out the bone if I take out meat with it. Why? Because, so you guys say the same thing. I'm taking out the chicken with its meat. The bone is not connected to the whole piece of chicken. It's connected to the meat that's on it. So I have to leave the meat that's connected on it. What?
A chicken that's derech chila.
But there's no din derech chila in psolos and toch ochel. Derech chila is only by ochel and psolos, not by psolos and toch ochel. That's the question.
The bones are softer.
Oh, so, or if you're feeding your dog. And remember yesterday we said you have to feed your dog?
Right.
So the bones for the dog and the meat for me. That shouldn't be boring at all. If I'm feeding the dog the bone, it shouldn't be boring.
But
we learned yesterday you could do it for a dog.
On Shabbos, the kana is like, it's dangerous.
Oh, you're talking again.
You're not forcing the chicken. Onay Shabbos.
Don't eat the chicken.
It's Onay Shabbos.
Right, eat gefilte chicken. I know why I didn't come up with gefilte chicken. What? Because fish, everyone's always picking out the little bones. Chicken. How do you eat chicken? When you went on a date with your wife and your collar, how did you eat chicken? With a fork and knife. You didn't take the chicken in your hand. And you cut off the meat. You got the chicken. I don't know, fish is hard to eat.
Why does that make it
butter? I never ordered fish on a date. Because you can't eat fish.
Right?
All right. Okay, so now, also, just to get it out, you're always allowed, it's not boer. I didn't want to get into this because it's a whole thing, but it's not boer when I take off a covering off something on top. For example, if I have rocks on top, not a mixture, it's on top, I'm allowed to take off the top. If I have, I always give an example, I have in my fridge there, I have some orange juice and behind it some soda. And I say, oh, I want to drink soda. So I take out the orange juice, and then I'm able to take the soda. Is that borer?
Of course.
No. That's not borer. It's reach, being able to reach the thing that I have to get.
Of course,
there's a very big difference between nobody.
That's not true.
Again, I don't know. I don't see the way you're thinking, your train of thought. But when you move something to the side or take something away in order to get to something, that's not bowler. What? If I take it out in order to get to it, that's not solar. What?
No.
No, it's not bowler.
The only way for me to get the chicken is by taking bones away.
No, it's a, okay, again. Something on top or something on the side, if I have to get to it, is not called borer. If I take off the skin to take the meat, that's not borer.
Why not?
Because it's taking off to get to it. I'm not taking out the load. Even if it's attached, I'm not doing solas mito. I'm not being borer ochel and solas. I'm uncovering ochel. You're allowed to uncover ochel.
Using that spoiler, he's saying,
hey,
my chicken is covered in bones.
No, you can't say
that. Why not?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I say my chicken's covered in bones. But you can't. Some people, there that does come a big shayla to that, because I don't want to get into every stupid case. If you have a piece of meat covered with fat, a lot of people say it's borer to cut off the fat to eat the meat.
Right.
But that's really not true. Because what is borer if I have meat and fat and I cut out the fat to eat the meat? Cut out the fat. But if the meat is covered by fat and I just take off the fat to eat the meat, it's probably not borer. It's just uncovering. There's a big difference between fatty meat and covered with fat. I don't know.
Is that considered what? Fat and meat?
No. Oh, I didn't even get into that so much. Big pieces and small pieces of the same food. I want the big ones. We thought it's it's not borer, but borer. Therefore, it's so hard for borer to do everything right according to everybody. Do a little right according to.
Don't eat on Shabbos.
I mean, from the chicken soup, can you take out a piece of chicken, and they'll say there's bones in the chicken. Do you separate the chicken to give it to your puppy or your dog, whatever?
I would think yes.
You can. It's not considered.
I would think yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
What about watermelon seeds and the bones and fish?
Watermelon seeds, if you take out the watermelon seed, you're not doing it to uncover the watermelon. I don't want to eat the seed. That a watermelon seed is probably borer midoraisa.
Oh wow.
Watermelon seed is one of the worst things that can.
It's not like derech
achila
or
anything. Yes, there's one derech achila for watermelon seeds. According to Ramban, if I take it in my hand, and I have it in my hand, and I'm about to eat it, I can take out the seeds. The Ramban holds that. And according to other Rishonim, I have to put it in my mouth and spit out the seeds.
Is that just by watermelon? Or by
a different variety? It's hard to know the cases. Tell me another case like watermelon.
Sometimes you
can
fish in your hands, you
can get
bones.
Oh, Ramban holds, if I fish in my hand or my fork, I'm allowed to get bones. Others say no, I put my mouth and take out the bones from my mouth.
So you could eat chicken out of bone on Shabbos.
What? What?
You could eat chicken out of bone on Shabbos. Why?
Why? Is it? Why?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I want to get to the Milas Chinuch. We have a short day today, but Milas Chinuch. It's a very big topic. And, it's not, everyone thought it's not in the Gemara. The Milka says, oh, of course it's in the Gemara. But is there borer by non-edibles? The Mishnah Berurah talks about, I go to my closet on Shabbos and I pick out a suit. So he says, oh, I'm allowed to pick on this. I'm allowed to pick out a suit for wearing right away. But I can't take out a suit I don't want and say, oh, I don't want this suit and I want this suit. I can't do that. Where does such a halacha come from? Where does this halacha come from? A borer of non-edibles. Where does it come from? It's very hard to know where it came from, but the Milka Chinuch, do I ask you to look at?
But what's the halacha that it wouldn't be better?
Why? Because there's only the Medrash Chinuch found the Gemara. Besides that, there's no Gemara. That's not the way it was done in Mishkan, and it's not.
In the Mishkan, they don't
do Gidulei Karka. Okay, let's call it Gidulei Karka. But just every item has borer. Comes along the Medrash Chinuch and says, yes, I found the Gemara. And this Gemara is on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, right? You turn the page and you got that Gemara. The Medrash Chinuch says, now I can't find it.
Page Kupsam.
Kupsam. Thank you. The Mishnah Berurah says, oh, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, and that I'm down the base, Haim Manda Abed Kavita. Someone said something very funny. Someone was reading it and thinking it's Hebrew. He said, oh, he made a chavita. What's a chavita? An omelet. No, we're not talking about an omelet. we're talking about, as they would say, Aaron Nayak, a chavita with the aleph, not a hay. And a chavita is called an earthenware jar. If you make an earthenware jar, now this is not the type of case as, you know, if you do this, you chayev twice, if you do this, you chayev three times. No. This case is, if I do the whole process of making, if I make the whole process of making a bread, how many chatos do I bring? 11. So the Gemara says, what happens if I make an earthenware jar? I go through the process of making an earthenware jar. How many chatos will I be? 7. And one of those 7 is borer. One of those 7 is borer. Why is it, how do I have borer when I make an earthenware jar? Does anybody know where earthenware comes from? How do you make it? What? Let's say you go live near the beach. How do they have earthenware jars? What they do is this. They take a certain rock, and they crush the rock, and the rock becomes very fine. So that, you pour water into that, and you make cement, or you make the earthenware. I make the clay. But lots of times, after you crush, there's pieces of rock still in there. And you can't make the clay with the pieces of rock in it. So you will take out the pieces of rock. So that's the borer in making an earthenware vessel. That is your borer. So Milsonov says, oh, there you go. The Gemara says that when you make an earthenware vessel, you're chayiv chatos. So you see this borer even by non-edibles or by non-gidulei karka. Rock is not gidulei karka.
No.
You know, rock is not gidulei karka. When's the last time you saw rock roll?
Over a year ago.
No.
It didn't
grow.
So where does it come from?
I don't know. They don't grow. Okay? Rocks don't grow. Okay. I like to show off to my wife my knowledge, and so I tend to say there he wants to do something. Oh, come on, do something with me. I say, well, okay, we'll do the New York Times crossword puzzle. I'm very good at that. And last night I did one with her, and it comes up. The clue was 1970s rock, and she says to me, oh, you grew up in the 70s. What kind of rock was there? So I said, the answer is PET. In the 1970s, there's something called a PET rock. Wow. Yeah, okay. Anyway, just going on. Anyway, okay.
What? What about the actual answer?
Yeah, I said PET. Okay.
It's the right answer.
It's the right answer. Okay. I didn't want to say disco. Okay. Anyway, so that is where you get this. Now, do a din b'chol devarim. Zan ken kelim b'gadim. There's borer kelim. There's borer b'gadim. And the Taz says this also. Now comes something very interesting.
What's the borer in b'gadim? Isn't that its own halacha?
No, it's borer. It's borer, but
so we have to take out a string because it's not good. It's not
no, not that. We don't want taking out a suit from the closet, taking out now, or taking out, or being borer. I want a fork. There's a whole bunch of silverware, and I want to take out a fork. Is that borer? Yes, but what is it? Is it ochem to psolus? Psolus to ochem. It's ochem to psolus. I want to use the fork. So then, if you want the fork, you have to take out the fork, miyad, biyad, right? You have to, for eating, using now, and for, that would be the heter of taking out a fork out of a bunch of silverware. Zachtim in Peschina, maybe not. And this is a big chiddush here. Listen to this, I love this. I hope it's here, because maybe I know it from somewhere else. I thought it's here. By Brave Kalem, Mashi wrote to Rishtam, Shavakma Ocho. The fork I want to use is ochel. But nishar havekum psolus kamo gabi ochel. In kain Kedai l'shtamesh miyat, kedai l'shtamesh miyat, mutter, come open left on miyat. You must use it right away. The gamin borer, dover, she'in yitzarech, u'miniyach dover hatzarech, have a kaborer psolas. And if I take out a fork because I want to leave the knives, that's psolas. One second. Comes along the Memphis Kanach, and this is probably the biggest Kanach you'll hear in Hilbert's Bower. Comes along the Memphis Kanach and says, no. Of the MS nearly, the Gamba Bower governs its Sorech Chavios, Lassus Tekes Achavis, and Kokam Chayiv. There's no heter of Ochelom et Opsolis, Miyad, by non food items. Why Miyad? Miyad. Just think of it this way. What's Miyad do? When I take out ochel b'dok solus, I'm doing bogger. Why is it mutter?
Because it's not their work.
What?
It's not their work.
It's not, because it's not ochel. I'm eating. It's a
not,
feel.
It's not
one second. B'roshay din ze the out there. V'dach gabi ochlim v'keilim shayek ze. Ochlim and keilim, it's shayek. When she doesn't want to have rum, they both are shkodafi l'malo. So he says like this. He says, what's the heter of ochel? That's the way you eat. So if it's food, that's the way you eat. If it's a fork, that's the way I eat. But if it's anything else, if it's pulling out a suit from between the suits, that's ochel metok solus. I'm not eating the suit. So the Chassidus want to say that would be usher. Now, so we would say, like he just said, oh, it means. Not, we went through this the other day. Is the heter? It's not derech breira. Is the heter because it's a chiva? If you say the heter is like he says, it's not derech breira. By suit also, taking out the suit I want to wear is not derech breira. Breira is soulless the tov oko, and putting it out right away. But if you say no, it becomes a maisa chiva. That's only shayach. By Divri Achila. It's not Shaykh by anything else. So going to the Memphis Chinuch, you are not allowed on Shabbos to pick out a suit from your suits. You're not to take out a shirt, you're just not to pick out a tie from your ties. It's the most unbelievable chumrah in the world.
Did we have one before that said if you first separate them and then pick out
the ties? There's ways to do it. I'm saying I want to do it. I have 50 ties. And I want to pick up Shabbos morning a tie. Going to this, I'm not allowed to do that unless I eat it.
How could you pick a
sefer? What?
Like a sefer from a bookshelf?
Can you do that? I don't know if you pick out a sefer, it's trying to say the other form of solace. It doesn't hit me.
Even
right.
If it's not,
it just doesn't hit me. Right.
Even if it's not.
Well, even you pick up min for a min. Min for a min is only us or what?
So how could certainly that you wouldn't suit also in the
I don't want example. If I don't want this suit, it's like orange. I don't want the orange. I don't want this suit.
So how could you wear a Shabbos? How could you wear a suit on Shabbos and you take it out?
Okay.
According to
what he wants to say is something very interesting. His svara is that we know that if I have potatoes, I have French fries on my table. I'm allowed to take one French fry from the other. That's all French fries. I'm allowed to take one French fry. That's not ball rare. So if I have many suits, I'm allowed to take one suit. That's not ball rare. But the truth is, you're picking a suit that you want. When I eat French fries, I'm not picking, oh, I want this fry. I don't want the other
fries.
Different colors. Yeah, so
like if I have the sweet potato fries, spicy fries, that would
that probably would be Bora, right?
Okay.
So if it's different color
different
suits, it's probably Bora. What? That's Ochel from Sol. That's okay, yeah. That might be Usher. According to Ben Schinach. We don't pass like this, Ben Schinach. We pass that it doesn't have to be eaten. Usage is enough. If I need to do it to use, I'm saying, but you should all know that there is this Rimbas Chinuch that says that it's only by Ocho, not by anything else, because it's not even. Yes. If you pick out a sefer, you must use it. You must use it.
It's called using it.
Like, what's called learning?
You pick it up.
I don't know.
You pick out.
Maybe you want to hit someone with it. I don't know.
You read their mind from it, and then you are.
That's usage.
For 1 second, and then you go put it.
No,
away
you have to learn it. I do. You want to hit somebody with it.
What else? Okay. That's teaching.
Okay, that's the same.